B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Turn your radios up. Mike's ready to rock.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is the Mike Vesnelli Show. 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia. It's a General Knowledge Wednesday, so we're going to have some fun today and try not to lament the bad situation that's going on outside, and it's getting worse and worse. And listen, I don't want to be your news delivering agency here, but we'd like to start the show with as many updates as we can in case you haven't been following what's going on. So, and New York City really, really getting pounded. And White House officials have asked anybody who recently visited New York metropolitan area to self-quarantine for 2 weeks. We all know somebody who had exposure up in New York City. So self-quarantine for 2 weeks. The number of cases is rising in New Jersey and Pennsylvania. Delaware County reported 2 deaths from the coronavirus. Philadelphia reported its first death. And people are getting crazy out there because a New Jersey man has been charged with making terroristic threats and harassment after allegedly coughing on a female grocery store employee and telling her had the coronavirus. People are just getting nuts out there. And listen, the only thing we can tell you is you just hang in there and wait it out. And we're all in this together and things are going to get better. And in the meantime, we're going to try to bring you 4 hours worth of talk. It's ever on your mind. It's good to talk to people. Everybody's cloistered inside. There are only so many people you can talk to inside your house. So this is a chance to get outside the house and explore some things, whatever's on your mind, whether it be sports, whether it be life, anything like that. So interesting what caught my mind here. The NFL, this is really an interesting situation here and why the NFL is holding fast to keeping the draft in the time and place where it is. And general managers are against it because general managers now really don't have the accessibility to these players to test them, to bring them in for interviews, things like that. And so you're going to get some blind draws here if they keep the NFL draft this way. And I don't know if that helps the league or not. Does it help your team to be more uncertain when they're drafting players? I don't know, but I can't figure out a reason why the NFL would be so stubborn about that. Now, meanwhile, the NBA and the NHL is in the same book. They're trying to resume their season too. So I stumbled across this story that I actually meant to bring up yesterday on tentative things that are being discussed to salvage the NBA season. Now, as you know, I'm on record saying any season that you have to salvage is not worth it. It's just phony. It's ridiculous. It's like you're just shoehorning in games for the sake of shoehorning in games. There comes a time when you got to go, it was one of those years. It was a strike-shortened year. We didn't get to finish the year. We don't have a champion. Very unusual circumstance. Probably never going to happen again, but it happened this year. But in the NBA, now think about this. The commissioner of the league is actually trying to come up with some kind of a plan, right? So here's his quote. Should we consider restarting without fans, and what would that mean? Because presumably, if you had a group of players and staff around them, and you could test them, and you could follow some protocol, doctors, health officials may say it's safe to play. Now let's look at this logically here. Because the CDC has a recommendation for events that hold 50 or more people should be canceled for the next couple of months. So let's do some addition here, Tyrone. Can we do some addition?
We can.
And by the way, Natalie is still with us. Natalie, how you doing today?
I'm just peachy, Mike.
All right, fantastic. and we will get to you, obviously, quickly with the starting of the Twitter poll.
Yeah.
Let's look at the basketball situation. Mm-hmm. All right, now, 17 players on each team. But even if you cut that, there's 13 players on your team.
But you 12. Got 12
right,
dressed.
12.
So that's 24.
All right, that's 24 dressed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now let's go with the coaching staff. The Sixers have a large coaching staff. Could you cut the coaching staff down to 2?
I would cut it each to 3.
To 3?
Mm-hmm.
You would have 3 coaches.
Well, 2 and a trainer. in the Sixers case, the trainer is a spotter. He does more than just train. He's a spotter. He does the clock. Two coaches plus the head trainer who's been there forever.
Okay, that's 27.
Yes.
All right. Now you got the referees.
That's four.
Three of them.
Three refs. Okay, that's 30.
That's 30. Clock and scoreboard operators.
That's you could do that with three people.
Okay, that's 33.
Mm-hmm.
The NBA's liaison to Instant Replay Center. You have to have instant replay, right? Or you're not going to have instant replay. You might take that out.
No, no. The clock, the NFL official that's doing the clock and stuff has to also do that.
Okay. Statisticians.
Because they're supposed to be off-site in Secaucus anyway.
Okay. Statisticians who track the game data live. Eliminate them?
You got to have one who does both teams.
So you already said a trainer. You have a physical therapist. The team doctor has to be there.
Well, that person. No. The trainer. The doctor's in the back. He's not in the. Out there, he's back in the locker room. Wherever.
But he's still in the building.
Yeah.
All right, so you have to count it. It's people in the building, 50 in the building.
Okay.
All right, now, camera operator, because you're going to televise this.
Yeah, you only need...
Camera operators
need
four. For the production of the game.
You need four.
You need four?
One
and how's
corner.
That going to come off? Because usually they have more than four, don't they?
Yeah, but they
have
usually,
overhead.
But they usually have fans to shoot around, which you don't have to do in this scenario.
All right. Team security...
Lesser because there's no fans.
Floor mopper?
You got to have a floor one on
broadcast
each end.
Broadcast crew?
You got to have two on a broadcast
media.
Crew. No media. Media are on a different building watching closed circuit or whatever. Yeah, they can't.
Okay. All right. So I don't think the 50s is realistic in the production of a game. Now, it may be. Now, let's say that you don't want to play in the arenas for whatever reason. So you play it at the practice facilities.
Yeah.
Okay, so you'll play it to product. It'll be like a studio production of an NBA game.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also talking about playing it all in one site, game after game after game, kind of, you know, one game finishes, next game goes, around the clock in Las Vegas, the T-Mobile Arena and the Thomas and Mack Center.
Okay, so you'd have it split two different places, one city.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, now, this is a TV production. Now, think about this now. Do we really need that? Are we really that desperate to finish a season by going through that? Studio presentation of the NBA?
I would love that.
You would?
I'm personally. I'm not saying everyone would. I would love that.
Okay.
I would love that. I think it would be incredible.
All right, now, here's the other part of this. There's a financial part to this. Salary cap is based on league revenues.
Yes.
The league revenues would be cut by 40% here. So that would affect next year's salary cap.
It would.
So the salary cap, which is now, what, $113 million or something?
I'm not sure of the exact number.
Would go down to about $75
million. Yeah, they would have to do something about
that.
You
couldn't sign a free agent.
No one could. And the Sixers already couldn't. But then teams like Atlanta, teams that were way under the cap, wouldn't be able to. So they're going to have to work out some sort of smoothing. And they also lost that China revenue because of that tweet earlier in the year. So even if they completed the season, they were going to lose some of that China money.
You're invested in completing this season.
I am.
You are.
The way you laid out, I would enjoy.
All right. I would not. And I think it would be ridiculous. So if we're that desperate that we have to cram an NBA season here by studio production, they used to do that in the old WWF. Remember, I grew up when it was in the studio.
Yeah.
It was studio presented.
WCW would do it too. Ric Flair would go into the camera, talk about he had a limo full of ladies waiting for him after his match.
But see, what
I love those.
You did. But once you have the crown, you can't go back to that. It's been tainted. You can't. The come down would be almost like aggravating and annoying.
I'm telling you, I love to see the dynamic.
Well, we'll talk about it. We'll see if anybody is invested. Now, could you do it in hockey?
Hockey, the numbers wouldn't line up. Now, there's a chance that over the next month, the CDC changes it from 50 to 100, 50 to 75, because the president is want people to be packed in church on Easter. If people are packed in church on Easter, well, then you can have a limited number of fans at that point.
On that note, the Archdiocese of Philadelphia has canceled Easter services in the city of Philadelphia.
Well,
so
somebody's got
to win. I know the president was hoping for everybody to sing Kumbaya at Easter, but the Archdiocese of Philadelphia has outranked them here.
Yeah, that's going to be the tough part, is that each state and each city has more say. Like, the stay-at-home orders that are going in Pennsylvania aren't coming from the federal government. So even if the federal government decided it was open, if Governor Wolf, for example, or in Jersey, if they say no, then it's still no.
All right, so we'll have a discussion today, at least early on. And we have a lot of football issues to talk about. We'll have Tim McManus on. And a couple topics we want to talk about with as far as the Eagles go and the draft and all that stuff. Because there's a mock draft out there that's suggesting the Eagles trade down. And I freaked. All right, so I don't want to read anything like that. I don't want to even hear that being discussed, that they trade down from their spot. All right, so General Knowledge Wednesday today, as we put the Field 64 on ice for a day. We will resume it tomorrow, and we may be able to complete it by Friday. So General Knowledge Wednesday today is presented by Testo North America, the choice of HVAC techs who count on having the most accurate tools in their toolbox. When precision measurements matter, be sure with Testo. So we're giving away 5 Hers chip trucks. You know about the chip truck. Filled with Hers snacks. Hers, live life with flavor. 5 of those we'll give away. 1 per hour and maybe 2 that we have to give away.
Yeah, yeah. Connor's going to handle who wins them. That's going to be at random. Connor
all
will
right.
handle that.
Grand prize, a pair of tickets to see Foreigner with Kansas at the BB&T Pavilion on August 25th, and a pair of tickets to Incubus. Now, hopefully, these concerts will still go on, and we hope by then that the Incubus concert with the 311 and Bad Flower on August 23rd. So those are our prizes.
Yeah, we hope that in late August things are back, because that also would then affect NFL preseason, because if these concerts aren't going, then the Eagles probably aren't playing exhibition games. Right. Now we have to start worrying about the NFL season at that point.
Correct. And in the spirit, not the spirit, but as a sign of the times, with seasons that may resume but be shortened, like baseball, I have shortened the categories for general knowledge.
Oh, you have?
We're only going with 3 categories.
Oh.
Yes.
All right.
So we'll go with general knowledge. We'll go out with 1990s pop culture.
Ooh.
And we will go with parts of things. I'm going to give you 3 parts of the thing, and you got to tell me what the thing is. Like, for instance, if I give you cornea, retina, and lens, I'd be talking about what?
The eye.
Eyeball.
That is correct. Easy category. A lot of winners today. 610-632-0975. Mike Misnelli Show back after this.
The Mike Misnelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
It is 2:19 and the Mike Misnelli Show is live and on the air on radio and TV. 2 o'clock hour brought to us by Ferguson and HVAC, Lyon Conklin. Attention HVAC contractors, visit Ferguson's County location on North 7th Street, Philadelphia today for equipment, parts, and supplies for every heating and cooling job. Joining us via caricature on your screen and through the airwaves of radio is one Natalie Eganoff with the Twitter poll brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. You get your lawnmower zero turn or any of your small engine tools. Get them up and running again in time for spring with Paul B. Moyer and Sons online parts warehouse. Just visit poweredbymoyer.com today and fix it yourself. Natalie.
Thanks, Mike. Over 200 votes on this one early. Do you want the NFL draft to continue on as normal? 78% say yes, 22% say no.
All righty. Thank you very much. So, Nat, are you looking at the TV screen?
No, I don't have it on because it's delayed.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Tyrone, I got day 2.
Yeah, I see.
Going what do you on. Got?
It doesn't look bad.
Oh, yeah, what? Your scruff?
I got.
It doesn't look bad.
I trimmed it down to a goatee action.
Just go with that for a while.
Let me turn it on.
You don't have to turn it on.
I know, I need to see this.
No, we don't turn it on.
It's very
faint. It's very faint right now.
Yeah, but I'm saying you should ride with it for a while. Who knows?
Maybe a little mean face, I'm thinking.
Yeah, when it comes in.
I'm going for a meaner face.
Now think about what this is going to do.
People say to me all the time, Mike, your face is too nice. You got to mean it up. So here I go.
See?
Who exactly says that?
No one.
See, now think about what you're going to get off quarantine, and the ladies are going to be lined up outside of the building for the new Grizzly like this.
To run their fingers through the scruff.
The Grizzly look would be just overgrowth of the beard, but since I can't get it full, I had to go what I got. And I can get a semi-goatee.
That's not bad. I'm seeing it now. I like it.
A little tougher.
I think you should ride with it.
Well, I'm going to ride with a few more days. It might go for about...
Boonie says Mike Grizzinelli.
There you go.
Ooh.
All new.
A little grizzly. Yeah. I like it.
Why do people want the draft to just go normal, Mike?
What's that?
The Twitter poll says that so far, over 75% wanted to... Why? Well, like, the draft is the draft. Yeah. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I get excited about the draft, but it's picking players.
Yeah.
Who cares if it's April 23rd or May 23rd? Like, what's the difference?
I don't know. I don't get it.
You know what I mean? Like, what's the if May 23rd is safer and it gives the GMs time to have better, even if they have to do video calls or whatever, it gives them more time to get information. Well, see, wouldn't that be better?
These are the first people going to complain if the Eagles make a mistake because they didn't vet the guy enough.
Right.
And he's a stiff.
Right.
Well, I got it. And they'll complain about the Eagles.
They trade up to get Ruggs. And let's say there's something in Grug's past we don't know about, and they don't know. How'd you trade up and get the guy?
How do you do your intelligence work?
Right. Like, I don't understand that.
It doesn't, man. Anything more delayed is good.
Yeah, like, right? There's no information.
There's no reason to rush anything right now.
The players aren't going anywhere. They can't leave the house.
Here's what it is. People are crying for some kind of sports action.
I get it.
That's what it is. People are... They can't push off things anymore. We've already been saddled with no seasons.
Yeah.
Right? We got nothing. So some the most minute live action, the draft, is something they covet. And they don't want to delay it.
And I do. You don't think I want something? You don't think I want something?
Yes.
But at the same
time. We all want something here.
I want my team to be able to have the conversations and do the stuff to get the players, to get the right guy.
You got to do what's ever prudent in life. And in sports, what's more prudent is you delay the draft. It's more prudent.
Yeah.
You can make fewer mistakes that way.
Right.
All right. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Gene and Doylestown to start things off. Gene, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Gene.
Good afternoon, Michael. How are you?
What's up, Gene?
I'm looking at the character. Is Natalie angry? What's with the fist?
What, the caricature?
Yeah, she's got a fit. Why not like a wave or a peace sign? What power is she fighting?
Girl power.
That's right.
That's girl power from the Spice Girls back in the day, right? Was that girl power?
It was girl power.
All right.
That's too funny. Stay safe, Nat.
Thank you.
Mike, as far as the draft goes, why can't they just do it all via telephone, video conference? Why do we have to get together and have, 50,000 people in one place to draft football players?
Because they sell it. It's a show. It's like the Oscars. You sell advertising. You pay rights fees. You got to recoup that investment.
We got to do it without an audience.
Yeah, but see, they're just not going to give away money. They're going to have it because you can have that in a controlled environment, right? So what they have is a TV show produced and paid for. Fans won't be there, so they can control the environment. See, that's something they can put in the studio. Like a live-action sport, I don't think you can put in the studio, but that you can.
And I agree wholeheartedly. There's no point in not waiting. There's no good reason for it.
Yeah,
other than greed.
I hear you. All right, Gene. Since we had the Field 64, it is Gen Oz Wednesday, and we have all kinds of good prizes. This is the first general knowledge question. Go ahead. I'm sorry. What were you going to say?
Before you start, Tyrone, your Sixers poster's falling down behind you.
The Sixers poster's falling?
Yeah, it's a little one under the one that says Fanatic.
He's talking about on the wall back here.
My wall?
No, on my wall he's talking about.
No, behind Tyrone.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Just do your general knowledge question.
Go ahead.
Gene, you pushed the envelope on us here. I was there.
Sorry.
All right. What do female mosquitoes eat that male mosquitoes don't?
Male mosquitoes.
Incorrect. Female mosquitoes do not drink, I should say. The question is posed. Blood. You're glad that Gene didn't get that?
Yeah. You're setting the tone for everybody else. I'm usually in that. I want everybody to get it right or get everybody wrong mood. He's putting me in that wrong kind of mood.
You got a little peeve that I don't see anything falling behind.
Yeah. I see it now, and I'll get it. But also, I didn't like Woody. I didn't care for him calling about Nat's avatar.
Yeah.
I don't need that. First call. We're trying to do a job here. Nat's sitting there trying to suck it up from the couch. what are we doing here?
Tyrone came out swinging today.
Come on, guy. Let's all be friends.
All right. Let's go Jeff in Camden. Jeff, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Jeff?
How's it going, Mike?
Good, man. How you doing?
So I was watching Throwback Sixers basketball today.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a game which featured Spencer Hawes.
Yeah.
Spencer Hawes.
Yeah, starting center.
What was going on in the NBA that Spencer Hawes was an NBA player at that time?
Well, they traded for him. But who did they trade? against Spencer Hawes? They needed a center. I remember the producer I had at the time, who is now actually, believe it or not, working in this business, was arguing with me about how good Spencer Hawes was. Was told me right away what that dude knew about sports. And I won't mention his name.
Right.
But he used to be a producer of mine. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. So, another thing, man. You're friends with Anthony Gargano, right?
Yes.
All right. Why does he get so angry at me, man? Like, a while ago, man.
Well, how'd you anger him?
I didn't anger him. He gets mad when I see anything wrong about Ben Simmons. I said that Shake Milton is a better NBA player than Ben Simmons at this period in time.
Wait, hold a second. Are you kidding me? Are you delusional?
Shake Milton.
Seriously, Jeff, let's get into a serious conversation.
Okay. All right, okay.
Are you out of your mind by saying that something like that?
The higher ups have said.
I don't know what your beef is with Anthony, but I got to start a beef with you right now with me. How on earth, with a straight face, can you say that Shake Milton is better than Ben Simmons?
The higher ups have projected Shake Milton to be NBA superstar.
Jeff, I got to be honest with you. I'm going to say this. I want you to take this to heart.
Okay, all right.
You know nothing about basketball. Beyond nothing. If you could actually make a statement like that with a straight face, a serious statement, you know nothing about the game. Nothing.
I'm a multiple three-point champion.
Well, guess what? You didn't pay attention to the game. I don't care what you did three-point shot-wise, but you know nothing about this game of basketball.
Okay.
To the point where I don't even want to hear from you again.
My cousin's
That's
Milt
how
Wagner.
Ridiculous that statement was.
My cousin's Milt Wagner.
I don't care who you covered. You didn't learn anything about the game. Oh, your cousin Smith. Well, guess what? His DNA didn't pass to you.
No.
That's insanity. But Jeff,
39
Jeff
years
hold on one second. I've been doing sports talk radio for almost 30 years.
Okay.
That's the dumbest thing I have ever heard in my life. Bar none. There's not even anything that could come out. I could get some guy from some impoverished country who doesn't know anything about American sports, and he would know more than you.
Okay. Mike, you're a beautiful, beautiful man.
Oh,
your purple shirt.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I am a beautiful man. But my man, dude, seriously? That would be in my town, that would be a misdemeanor.
See?
He would actually have to pay a fine in court for saying that.
And if he missed the court day, he goes to prison. I heard his call. Anthony did not have a beef with him. Anthony had a similar reaction to that you had, and he decided that was Anthony's fault. It's not Anthony. And you know I love Shake Milton.
Are you kidding me?
I love Shake, but how are you going to say that he's better? First of all, it just doesn't work on any level, and he's serious. Like, so Anthony tried to speak logically to the guy about how, like, is Shake Milton going to make two All-Star games? Like, let's just boil that down. And I love Shake Milton more than anybody in this city. And he was, but he's dead serious.
I am serious when I say this.
He was serious.
In almost 30 years, I have never heard anything as dumb as that.
Well, basketball people know.
He'll go down in infamy. When I'm long gone, that'll be my epitaph.
I actually
talked to this bozo who told me that Shake Milton was better than Ben Simmons.
I'm going to take that call and have it ready for it at the end. They'll say, enough. I tell you what, we don't know the best call of Mike Missinelli's career, but we know the worst.
Oh, here my it is. God. I don't know if I can continue this show. That shook me to my core.
We're off to a rough start.
All right. Let's go, Greg in Bethlehem. Greg, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Greg.
I don't think I can follow that.
Good Lord. Have mercy on my soul.
shake. Hey, you know, I was trying to satisfy my sports fix last night, and I happened to catch the 2012 Flyers-Penguin playoff game. It was game three.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you may not, you probably don't remember.
Is that the big overtime game?
No. It was regulation, but... you know, the old saying, I went to a fight and a hockey game broke out.
A lot of fights in that game?
Oh, my God. There were like three fights going on simultaneously all over the place.
Keith Primo still wasn't involved, was he? Well, that was post-Keith Primo? That's a game I'm thinking of. Okay, 2012 Flyers?
It was Drew and Voracek and Kutz.
Oh, okay. Primo's long gone. I was thinking of that game. Primo in overtime beat the Penguins. That's what I thought.
Yeah, that was a physical game. But you know, guess who the agitator was for Pittsburgh?
I can't remember who was it.
Well, he's still agitating for Pittsburgh. It's Crosby.
Sidney Crosby was what? Who was he, a rookie?
He must have been. Uh-huh. He was young. They were all young.
Yeah, he was an agitator like Bobby Clark was. He would agitate and skip out of there and let other people fight on my stereo.
Yeah, he was crazy, you know? I mean, just the kind of... He was like a Danny Ainge.
Yeah, it's exactly what he was. Yeah, that's why... And that's why we mostly hated him here. He's kind of a punk. But, you know, at the end of the day, you have to give it up for his greatness in the league.
Oh, yeah, very impressive. You know, I just was... it was entertaining, I'll have to say. If you ever have a chance to watch it,
yeah, last night I was tied up with the OJ Made in America. 4 hours worth they ran on ESPN last night. That's a great documentary, by the way.
Is it?
It's tremendously well done.
I saw it on the listing, and I went over it and ended up watching the Flyers.
Yeah, it's very well done. I've seen it before, but last night they did it again. It sucked me in again.
Well, he was a great runner. There's no doubt about it.
Yep. But it was the sociological ramifications of that documentary which rang out to me. But anyway, you ready for a general knowledge question?
Sure.
All right. 1990s U.S. pop culture.
Okay.
What did you dial on your phone to get the telephone number of the person who just called you? Incorrect. It was *69, and you got charged for it.
Yeah, that's why you couldn't play games. Like if a girl was, let's say a girl was calling your parents' house and hanging up, and you knew it was her, you got to get permission from your parents to *69 to get the proof.
That's right.
Hypothetically.
It was the charge.
Yeah, hypothetically, if a girl was calling the house and hanging up.
*69.
Trying to get you in trouble.
Or if you prank called people.
Yes.
But and then they catch you.
You didn't have the answer to the next call that was coming because you knew it was them. Right?
Yes.
You *69 them and it rang their phone.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, no,
yeah,
I would say the number.
Give you the number.
It would give you the number.
And then if you were smart, you'd wait. You don't call right back. You'd wait. Yeah. You sit on it. And you call back and go, don't be playing on my phone.
Can you still do *69?
On a landline, I think you can.
But, really? On a landline?
But you don't need it because landlines all have built-in IDs now.
Yes.
They would have to block their number. I mean, as long as you get a cordless, they all have ID, like built-in IDs.
Yeah,
but
even if you blocked your number, you couldn't start 69 because it would say the number is unavailable.
Right, but you, right, but at least then.
Yeah.
And then
so what was the number that you, there was another number you could find out, what am I thinking of? There was another number that you went to find something else out. I can't remember what I'm talking about now. Oh, if you wanted to block your number, if you're calling somebody and you didn't want your number to come out, you did something before you made the call, right?
That's *67.
*67, that was.
That still works like a charm.
That still works.
Oh, it does still work?
Yeah, it sure does.
Natalie and I used that. Didn't we use that a couple weeks ago to call some number?
We did. What
did we call it? I don't remember. We used that a couple weeks. Yeah. Yeah. That still works.
I guess.
*67 still works.
Yeah, *67, I used to call, like, if your girlfriend broke up with you and she was with somebody else, you try to call the guy and block your number so he would answer.
I would call the girl's house. See who would answer.
Well, who answered?
Well, if she answered,
I talk.
Uh-huh. If he answered, I'm out. And then I'm mad. So it's dumb to call.
If the new boyfriend answered?
Yeah. Like, oh, he's already that comfortable to just be answering the phone
Suppose was the father of the girl.
I'm not calling the house. She's got to have her own line.
Way outside.
Yeah, I'm only calling the girl got her own line.
When she left the house. This is like mid-range Tyrone, not early Tyrone.
This mid-range.
Okay.
Yeah, early was... Yeah, I'm calling the house, and then I got to, excuse me, Mrs. Yeah, got to.
Yeah, like in Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Where he called Mr. Pitt's line.
Yes.
And he said, hi, Mr. Pitt. Is he laying there?
Yes, I had to do all that.
Darren in Mount Airy. Darren, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Mike, what's going on?
What's up, Darren?
Another day. Hey, Mike, listen. That guy with that Shake Milton and Simmons, man, I don't even know why you entertained that so long. But I like.
Well, here's what I don't figure out about that dude. He's obviously got some friends. They talk basketball, right? He's from a hotbed of basketball, Camden, right? So he and his fellas probably discuss basketball all the time. How does he get away with that in front of his friends?
Hey, Mike, that guy don't have a clue about basketball. I don't want to waste my time.
Why do I have to shout him down? And he hasn't been shouted down 100 times yet with that?
Yeah, hey, Mike, I'm just glad I called in on the worst phone call you ever had. I'm glad I called in on today. I'm marked on. Hey, Mike, what I was watching the last couple of days? Because, you know, I'm an older kid. I'm like 56. And I was watching the Flyers old-time game with the LCB line and those guys.
Oh, man, really?
So good to see that. Oh, yeah. Came on a couple of days ago. And one of your callers, they watched the Flyers Penguin game. Well, I watched the Flyers Rangers game. Man, I love that stuff. And, man, my point is, man, I hope that they finish the season because the Flyers this year, I know 10 of their names. So that's saying something for me because I've been overseas for like 20 years, came back, and I had to get back into it. Man, I love these Flyers this year. They're doing a wonderful job. They are doing a wonderful job. I got one more point.
Yes,
one more point, Mike.
Uh-huh.
Mike, and this is general knowledge. I got it. But, Mike, I went out early and I was talking to my friend, man. We was talking about this bracket, and you know he doesn't watch you. So when I got to talking about Star Trek and St. Elsewhere, he said St. Elsewhere what? So you don't know, Mike. I got a suggestion. I know finish this bracket that y'all got right now is wonderful stuff, Mike. You know, but what I'm saying, break it down by decades. If you break everything down by decade, you probably get something different. And we might,
but nobody would know but the decades. That's the problem. That's why I got to commingle it. Like somebody, well, like if Mike, I go like in the 70s, like I get some younger guy, he doesn't know what those shows are.
Yeah, but Mike, what I'm saying is, what I'm telling you is that when I was talking to my buddy, he's like, you know, I'm going to start watching, but he's not going to know some of these new shows. I mean, you might have time to do that. Just think about it, Mike. You know, break it down.
Well, this won't be back until next year, bro.
Oh, man.
Yeah, next year. I want one a year, and it's going to be a March Madness time because I had banned it for like 7 years. I didn't go to the Field 64. Too many cheap imitators were out there.
I got you, Mike. But, man, this is a great thing that you guys are doing right now. I love it, man. But, that you know, when I closed my eyes last night, that Star Trek and that St. Elsewhere, it just didn't work for me, you know? And I understand that Ty's really knowledgeable. However, However, Mike,
what?
Look at all the things that are going on. All right. Anyway, what's general knowledge?
Here's your general knowledge question. Parts of things. I'll give you three things. You got to tell me what part. All right. So root, bark, trunk. Not so easy.
Oh, Mike, come on. We're talking about a tree. Come on, Mike.
Give me a layup, a tree. The layup question. This category may be too easy.
Sorry. People are going to be getting the other ones wrong. I mean, he's really upset about that.
He is upset.
A 60s show versus an 80s show. But, I mean, it's not like St. Elsewhere came out last year.
So here's the way I look at it. If you're a nouveau, if you live in this day and age, you should know what TV shows are popular. And then you have the advantage of knowing, the older shows. So a guy like him, he shouldn't be bothered at all.
Right.
Now, a guy who's 22, maybe is in a little bit of a soup.
Right.
He but saw if you're in a mid-range demo, you know what these shows are.
Right. If he saw Star Trek, he saw St. Elsewhere. He saw both shows.
Exactly. All right. 610-632-0975 is how you get in. It's the Mike Missinelli Show on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philly.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, it's Mike Missinelli Show, 247. So the guy brought up the Flyers game. I don't know which game was on last night, whether it was the 2010-2011 season or the 2011-2012 season. Because they're two different schemes there. The earlier team was the better team. Because that was the one that had Richards and Carter.
Yes.
And then the next year it changed over. The Laviolette coached both of them. So who were the fighters and the goons? Two different stages of goon. Like the 2011 Flyers had Hartnell was a fighter. Or Hartnell was a scrapper. He got a lot of penalty minutes.
Yeah.
But they also had a couple wing goons.
Who were the wing goons then?
The wing goons were Car Bomb.
Oh, yeah.
Daniel Carcillo.
Yes.
And Jody Shelley.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Remember those two?
Yeah, I remember those two.
And who else got in the scrum? Yeah, Danny Briere had a lot of penalty minutes that year.
Yeah, he got scrappy as he got older.
He was a cheap shotter, though. He got a lot of stick penalties.
Yeah, he became a bit of a hatchet man.
Yes.
They
had an early G. G had the monster year the next year. It was early G.
Young G,
Young G. The Briere, Carter, Richards. How about this name? Billy Leno.
Yeah.
Billy Leno.
Yeah, those guys, get me started. That was the weirdest thing. Flyers fans turned on Carter and Richards.
Yes.
In a strange way. And unlike anybody, I think, in the Flyers history, they turned on those two. Well, and they were way wrong on both.
Did they have a meltdown in the playoffs that year?
Yeah, but remember, Carter was playing with a broken foot. He was playing with broken
broken ankles.
Yeah, he was playing injured, so he didn't play well.
Lost,
but he was
in the
hurt.
Second round that year. They finished first.
Yeah,
in 2011
in the Atlantic Division. They beat the Penguins 4-2 and lost to the Devils 4-1.
Yes,
and that cooked the goose.
And a popular sports talk radio call then was it was because of all the time they spent in CI.
Oh,
it wasn't the broken ankles. It was CI's fault.
That was the 2012 playoff result. They lost, they got swept in 2010-2011.
Yeah.
In the semifinals by the Bruins after they beat the Sabres.
Right.
So they got swept, and that left a bad taste in everybody's mouth. And that was the end of Richie and Carts.
And it was all their fault. And I still think, since they won after they left, it was not their fault. But at the time, the Flyers fans had an irrational hatred for those guys and, for some reason, Seattle City.
Dry Island.
Yeah, it was like, see, if you spent so much time in Seattle, you'd have won some hockey games. Like,
yeah, they were both gone after that year.
Yeah.
And then they retooled with the G Hart. Now, Jaromir Jagr came in.
Who played well for
with
them.
With Zimmer and Voracek.
Yeah, and that was...
And Reeder. They had Reeder on that squad.
But that, and then slowly it started to be in that every other year.
Yeah.
In the playoffs, out of the playoffs. In the playoffs, yeah. Out of the playoffs after
and
that.
And who did they replace their goons with that year?
Who were the new
An Ultra Goon.
Who was the Ultra Goon?
Zach Rinaldo.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Chris in Jeffersonville. Chris, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Chris.
How are we doing, Mike?
What's up, Chris?
Hi, Ned. Thank you guys so much for doing what you're doing this week.
Thank you, bud. Thanks for listening.
Greatly appreciated and a great side of entertainment. So, a couple of things in regards to your opening statements, I think, was the draft.
Mm-hmm.
You had indicated, go ahead and push it back to the end of May. I guess my question is why? I mean, these guys have known where these guys have played since the second week of January.
Yeah, but you're missing the face-to-face meeting with people. And guys now can't fly in. They can't fly in and see them. You know, that's very important when you eyeball a guy. They haven't really had a chance to do that. That's why they bring all these players in. For workout, their own little private workouts, and their own little sit downs with them.
But I thought they've done the bulk of that.
No,
already.
No, they haven't done the bulk of that. There's some guys at the combo. There's some guys that didn't go to the combo.
The combine.
Seven rounds of the draft. You know,
that's true. Number 167 might be as worth as much as number 67. Anyway,
exactly.
As far as the shorter season, you said the fans might feel, you know, not that great of a shortened season, but I beg to defer because I think hockey, basketball, and baseball have been clamoring for years for shorter seasons, but obviously the money involved never had that.
I'm not worried about the shorter season in the NBA and the NHL because obviously that has to be cut down. I don't want the studio production of the games, just for the sake of having the games. Baseball is going to be a shortened season. I don't have a problem with that. I'm talking about the NHL and the NBA trying to fast forward into the playoffs by having studio productions of the games.
I got you, but what's the difference of some of these garbage teams that only have 5,000 people in the stands?
There aren't any garbage teams going to be in the playoffs. We're talking about the playoffs here.
I got you. All right.
I don't think you got me at all. Yeah. I don't think you understand what exactly I'm saying at all. Would you like a general knowledge question?
Sure, why not?
All right, here we go. What giant fire-breathing creature emerged from Tokyo Bay in an iconic 1954 movie?
I would think that it would have to be Godzilla.
That is correct. We're on a roll here. Let's see, we've gotten three in a row.
I think three in a row.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, but considering how easy the questions were.
Well, they'll get harder.
No, I'm saying... I wonder if 10 is possible.
I hope it is. Today it is. All right. We roll to the 3 o'clock hour, 610-622-0975. Tim McManus talks about Eagles issues at 410. And on the other side, I want to talk about this mock draft that has the Eagles possibly trading back and getting like the sixth rated receiver. Mike Mussinelli Show, back after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.